listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
When it comes to writing a movie, I have no idea. I've never tried. I've never tried. I don't know if I ever will try. But something that seems kind of hard, because I used to have to do it in like high school when I'd have English classes, yeah, or in college or whatever. Thinking of cool names for characters.
Doing a bit of creative writing.
That aren't... Like obnoxiously cool.
Yeah.
I was like Larry Cool
Max
Pants.
Power.
Yeah.
Or, that's, yeah, no, yeah. That's just,
it's a little on the nose.
No one's named Max Power.
Yeah.
But and if it is, please call.
Max Power, over the top, but from Magnum PI, Thomas Magnum, that's cool. And that's under
cool.
the radar.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I couldn't, if you asked me on the spot, think of the next Sarah Connor or the next Rocky Balboa, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, right.
I think
Sarah Connor's so nonchalant too. Yeah, so but, I feel like some of them Linda built. Hamilton made Sarah Connor cool.
Do you think Indiana, especially for a dude, because I think I know more girls with the first name Indiana, but yeah, do you think Indiana Jones would have been as cool if it wasn't for Harrison Ford?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is Indiana just a cool Jones sounding a cool, name. Yeah. Yeah, it is just a cool sounding
Indiana
name.
Indiana Jones.
But that one's on the line.
Yeah, that one is on the line.
I think that one's almost, the actors made the name, not the other way around.
One of them, one of the coolest names I feel like in cinema history, and it's just... It's this character. The second I say the name, you're like, oh, I know exactly who this dude is.
Yeah.
Buzz Lightyear. Oh, okay. Toy Story.
Very cool.
Buzz
to infinity
Lightyear.
And also beyond.
And then also beyond. Named after Buzz Aldrin.
Yep.
And Lightyear because he goes to space.
That's awesome. Just so cool.
It's a great name.
Great name.
I saw a thing yesterday, a little factoid that was like his name almost wasn't Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear.
So you think of Woody and Buzz, great names that go together really well. Buzz Lightyear's name was almost
Neil yeah. Sound of Speed.
No,
because that would be Neil Armstrong.
It's
and then...
nearly as bad. Okay. It was nearly Luna Larry.
Luna Larry.
Luna Larry sounds like a children's book that someone knocked up together in like 2 minutes. They're like, and Luna Larry went to this went to space.
That's silly.
Luna Larry's awful.
Imagine yeah. with a straight face, yeah. and this is what happens. All right, yeah. this is if you've ever worked in a business where you've had to do brainstorming, yeah. you'll know this is true.
Yep.
Some jerk sitting down the end of the table and has said Luna Larry.
Yeah.
They've written it up on the whiteboard.
And then it's like...
On the same whiteboard as Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, Buzz Lightyear.
And now that jerk down the table is telling anybody that'll listen, well, they nearly went with my idea. Yeah, they nearly went with Luna Larry.
You know,
where no one in the boardroom was looking going, obviously, there's Buzz Lightyear. We're going with that.
We're
going
to go with Buzz Lightyear. But, I know we wrote it down.
But we pay this guy, so we should probably write Luna Larry on the board.
Yeah, it's like, do we want to call this guy John McClane or Paul Stanley?
Paul Stanley's from KISS. You can't... You can't think of a fake name.
It's hard to think of lame names. It really is. I'm on
without also offending potentially everybody listening.
Exactly right. I just wish my name was... I mean, my name's a perfect example.
So now what we've learnt from this is that's what Ned's like in a brainstorming session.
Yeah. Why don't we just steal someone else's name?
Guys, have we ever thought of Secret Sound? That might work pretty well, mate.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Simon Cowell's not on the Masked Singer, but I'm sure he has his... I'm sure he's involved at some level, even through osmosis of just having shows on where you judge
a judging panel and people sing. Yeah.
Exactly right. Simon Cowell is the quintessential judge. He's the one you think of when you think of judges.
I actually think of Judge Judy, that's fine.
Of course.
And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but they're for different reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Ruth is a cut above Simon.
I would say
and
certainly,
Judy.
Certainly an icon compared to both the other two.
Okay, so Simon Cowell's had a bit of an accident where he's fallen and broken his back. Now, he's okay. He's had surgery, but he's all right. He was on an electric trail bike that is touted as being the fastest electric bike you can own.
Okay,
without it being a motorbike. He went to get
they
on
have
it.
Too much, oh, they have too much oomph.
Yeah,
some like
of
a
them
motorbike,
do, yeah.
you warm it up and it gets, you have to change gears.
Oh, you know what you're expecting.
An electric bike, you can just go boom.
Yeah, like, oh, geez, here we go. Yeah, so Simon sat on, didn't read the manual, started it up and then it shot out from underneath. He did apparently, and this is the funniest part, did a wheelie for a little bit and then fell off.
Oh, okay.
So he maintained
popped a mono.
Maintained it for a little bit. Very Matt Hoffman of him, but after a while fell off, broke his back.
God.
Not good.
Is he all right?
He's okay. Yeah, okay. No, so he's good enough that he's tweeted out some good advice. If you buy an electric trail bike, read the manual before you ride it for the first time. I've broken part of my back. Thank you to everyone for your kind messages.
How fast can it go?
It goes like, apparently it goes like 40 kilometers an hour, I think, is what I read.
That's insane.
For a bike, it is. I get speed wobbles when I go down a big hill, or I used to.
I've just clicked on it. It can go 60 miles an hour.
60 miles an hour.
60 miles an hour.
So that's like 80,
a car on the highway.
It's like 80, 90 kilometers.
That's insane.
Yeah. No wonder. And imagine hearing something.
Why would you need an e-bike to go that fast?
But, yeah.
A trail bike, too. What are you going? You're going... down mountains at 100 kilometers an hour?
I'm just confused because if you were like, hey, here's a thing that has no seatbelts, you're not strapped into it at all, and you just have to hold on, it's also going to go 60 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the manual or no? And I would go, nah, I'll figure it out. I wouldn't read
the manual either because I wouldn't get on it. Yeah, I'd be like, actually, you know what? You keep the manual and the bike.
I'm good.
I'm just going to pedal this one over here.
It is funny because he has a bunch of kids. So, like, it screams to me of your dad trying to, like, do, or your parent trying to do something extreme and then it just going wrong.
We were this swimming lake thing when I was a kid, and it had, like, cliffs on the side, and people would jump off into the thing. And the highest one, only the cool kids did that. And my dad goes, give me a bit of that action. Popped his shoulder out.
Yep.
Lost his watch. Yeah. He hit the water so hard, and at such a weird angle, his watch flew off his hand.
He just
popped
exploded.
His shoulder out, and had to swim like one-armed all the way back to the shoreline.
Because you can't ask for help after
you had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
That was just the thing where I think even my dad went, oh, I'm not 25 anymore.
Yeah,
this is
out.
Really a bit of a problem for me. I'm in dad mode now.
131060, when is your parent try to do something a little extreme?
Little X Games.
Little 11 out of 10, crank it up.
Little,
and it's
get
backfired
some Mountain
on
Dew.
Them. Yeah, and it's backfired on them. They've tried a kickflip on a skateboard and have shattered their pelvis.
Yeah.
Not good, but in hindsight, quite funny. Don't call up if it ended really badly.
When has your mum or dad tried to go for the Red Bull sponsorship?
Yeah,
that's what we're looking for this morning. 131060 is the number to call.
Yeah.
Love to know, when has your parent push themselves to the limits of extreme.
To the extreme.
And it's ended badly. Jack's on the line from Christ. Jack, how are you? You there, Jack?
Okay,
oh,
great,
yeah, good.
Jack.
Thank you, Jack. Well, what happened? Is this one of your parents?
Yeah, this is my dad in his late 20s, early 30s. He tells this story of on a dirt bike just going up some hill and flipped it and broke his leg. But the real kicker is he broke it that bad that he lost a couple of inches off one of his legs, and now he has to wear a high heel shoe everywhere.
Wow! So that is like a permanent.
That's not really
lingering injury.
Yeah, that's really not what you want. Because it always reminds you of the time that you like went out on a limb to be like, watch this, and then
has he gotten any?
No, he wears a stiletto, like a high heel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You can make that look cool, though.
Have you gotten to a point now where he just doesn't go near dirt bikes anymore?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
I think after...
Totally against bikes.
You're one and done with those things.
I want to think that I'm like a get back on the horse type of person, but no.
What's the point?
Yeah, that's it. I've learned my lesson.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Peter's on in a big way. Running up power bills all over Canberra.
Look, I appreciate that, mate, because that's a perfect
segue.
Yeah, it's almost not a segue because it was so obvious what you were doing, but I appreciate it nonetheless because I'd like to talk about electricity bills.
Yep.
Josh, before we jump into this chat, I will give everyone a little bit, including you, because I gave myself a little bit of... we're going to have to compare the celebrity power bills to like the common man.
Just normal power bills.
So in Canberra, if you have a house with three residents, your average annual electricity bill is around $1,700.
All right.
Okay? So when I tell you that the top 10 celebrity bills have been released and Ed Sheeran at number 5 has £21,000.
Holy crap.
Which is pounds, by the
pounds,
way.
Pounds, so that's $400,000 Australian dollars.
So that's quite a bit. That's in one year.
Yeah, that's amazing. But so, I mean, you've got to run a mansion with like heated floors and indoor pools that get heated and it's...
I live in a two-beddy apartment, so mine is probably like less than... Mine's probably like $1,500 a year. Do you want to guess... it might be too broad because, I mean, the top five are all British people, but do you want to have a guess?
Power's
of the top?
Expensive in Britain,
I guess.
Must be.
It comes at a cost.
Yeah.
Power. Who do you reckon is in the top four? Do you think you can name anyone else?
The Queen?
Yes, number one.
Really?
Yeah, £1,127,932.
Makes sense. I mean, she's got literally...
She's running a castle.
Multiple of them.
Yeah. So that makes sense. But we'll go for people who aren't royalty.
Okay, yeah.
Do you want to guess? There's three left. One of them I actually kind of understand because of what he does as a profession. It's Jamie Oliver.
Right.
Because if he's running a bunch
of... Is Gordon Ramsay another one of the one?
No.
No, okay. No, I was just going to go for the 1-2 punch there. Is Harry Styles one of them?
No.
Yeah, he seems
very... number five.
He seems very environmentally...
Yeah.
Friendly. Yeah.
But the Jamie Oliver one makes sense to me because he's running all those... Like, if he's having electricity stoves or whatever, he's running all of those, the ovens and
the
stuff.
The old electricity stoves.
You know how they work.
I'd love you to be a real estate agent. Yeah. Guys, as you'll notice, the kitchen has electricity stoves.
Yeah, and out in the backyard, you'll see a wet pool.
Yep. And in the laundry, you'll find yourself a drying box that actually will take... care of the clothes for you.
A machine that washes. Robbie Williams is number three. And number two, the one who's not the queen is Sir Elton John.
So he's less than royalty. He's the most expensive.
Yeah. And so it takes a drastic drop. So the queen's 1,127,000. He is £49,000 though.
Which is like
what? So honestly, that would probably be $70,000.
That's amazing. And you think about that. So that's what 70 times more than basically your average person.
Yeah.
How big does your house have? Like how many?
It's a £6 million mansion in Windsor is what he runs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But like the guy, he's quite an, like, I love Elton John, quite an extravagant man.
Mm.
Always seems like he is like doing something that's very flashy.
I would like I'd say he's probably got a lot of lights in the house.
Yeah.
And not all of them would be LEDs.
Do
the changeover, Elton.
Yeah, Jesus. Think conscientiously. Mm. But I remember when my parents would get like a high bill and we would have a family meeting of like, all right, we're turning off the lights, we're doing this, we're doing that. Do you reckon Elton and his family have like a sit down of like, all right, guys, $60,000 in electricity for a year?
I think that's probably...
We've got to do something.
Let's just take the heater down a couple of degrees at the minimum. We'll do that.
I get it's cold in England, but we've got... Just wear a blanket. Chuck on a jumper.
Could just replace the lights. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the... Just get some candles, Elton.
Yeah. Okay.
It was always coming. That was always coming. I'm sorry.
I brushed over your joke and I knew we were going to come back to it.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
In the central west of New South Wales, it also gets extremely cold.
Yeah.
And there was some snow about, and a video has been taken of a fight occurring, two individuals in the snow going hammer and tong. Can you say that about a fight or is that only usually about...
What'd you say? Hammer and tong.
Hammer and tong.
I don't even know what that is. What's
a saying people say, and I think it's usually referring to bumping uglies. Anyway, they were fighting is the point I'm trying to make. Certainly very, very angry, very, very angry kangaroos.
Oh, okay.
So they were boxing each other in the snow. And I think here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. These kangaroos are at the end of their tether because they're out in the snow.
Yeah.
It doesn't snow that often. So they're sitting there going, what the hell is happening?
What's going on?
And now here comes Jerry to have a crack at me.
Yeah.
And that's it.
He's jumped me the wrong way enough.
Ugh.
He's about to get jumped.
It is all over for you, mate. You've been coming at me with this attitude for the last 3 weeks.
Yep.
And now it's snowing.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Everything about me is cold. I've got no pants on. I'm fluffy, but that's about it.
We keep getting hit by cars. People are culling us. This is just, I've had enough of being a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Don't look at me that way.
Yeah.
And then they're fighting. And I think that's what's happening. I think they've got a laundry list of complaints, which is everything about being a kangaroo.
Pretty much everything about being a kangaroo.
And they just, that's why they fight all the time.
Yeah.
People say, oh, it's territory and it's about mating and stuff. No, I think they're just pissed off all the time.
You just think, it's not a great life to live as a kangaroo.
Have you seen how staunch they get?
Yeah.
And they get like all, they put their biceps out and they're like,
yeah, they're worried about it.
They're angry.
Yeah, they're mad.
They're really not happy about being kangaroos.
I honestly can't think of a lot of upsides to being a kangaroo. Other than like just, I guess, like pooing wherever you want.
That's pretty great.
Like the ground is your food. That's pretty good.
You get to live at home for a long time.
Exactly right.
You don't have to move out of home for a while.
Exactly, yeah. But other than that, that's a very slim list compared to literally every other facet of being a kangaroo.
I'll tell you what my favorite thing about being a kangaroo would be, balancing on my tail. You've seen them do that?
Yeah.
Where they give themselves a little bit of an extra bit of height by leaning on their tail.
Yeah,
that's rad. I wish I had a tail so I could do that.
Hopping would also be, like, hopping that quick would also be kind of cool.
I'd get motion sickness. It wouldn't be that great.
Yeah. You would.
I would. You know me.
I would.
If I was a kangaroo, I'd be constantly needing travel medication because I'd be feeling sick all the time.
Yeah, I feel like we just... You're I don't know if they need to travel in packs, but your pack would leave you behind.
So you're
too much of a liability.
You're saying that you would tell me, I see that light over there, jump towards it. Is that what you're saying to me? Because that's horrible.
I've seen Planet of the Apes. They cull the weaker ones.
You and I are going to get into a boxing match in the studio because I've had enough.
It's not because it's cold.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
The Masked Singer returned to TV last night with Mark Philippoussis being revealed as the echidna and Osha Gunsberg, I think, bursting a blood vessel potentially, screaming this.
It's Mark Philippoussis!
I've just got to rest that vocal cords. He's got to be telling people, take your time to say goodbye. Yeah. He can't go from that to that.
He'll have to do that because he won't have a voice left. He'll be like, you'll have to. And what was that? I can't speak any louder than this.
I'm very excited to see where this goes from this point forward. Yeah. And the man who knows where it goes, because he's already filmed, I think, a few more episodes. Yeah. I guess we'll have to ask him that as well, is Dave Hughes. He's on the line right now. Good morning, Hughesy.
Good morning, gang.
How are you going?
Yeah, good.
Now, this is quite early for you. Normally, you join us on the Hit Network in the afternoon, so thank you for making the effort to join us this morning.
No, thanks for having me.
If someone tried to call me at 5 in the afternoon because I get up at 5 in the morning, I don't think I'd answer the phone. So hats off to you, Hughesy.
I'm a true professional and probably underrated in the industry.
I think you have.
Thank you very much. Yeah. You are very, very busy, man. You've got many, many jobs, including The Masked Singer. And how pumped are you for this show to come back? Because you do look like you're having a lot of fun.
Mate, I'm the captain of the fun ship. I'm on the deck dancing while the ship goes into an iceberg, but whatever. I'll go down dancing. As that cold water, Antarctic water, just, envelops, is that a word?
Yeah, sure, it sounds like a real world.
Now I'm hanging on the door. I'm on the floating door, and we're
loving
fighting
it
really hard.
I will say that Rose didn't look like she was having the most fun on that ship.
No, it didn't look like a lot of people were having fun towards the end. But Hughesy, analogies aside, The Masked Singer is a bit of a phenomenon right around the world. Do you ever watch any of the, before you took the job, any of the other countries' versions of The Masked Singer and try and work out, I'm going to be like that judge, or we're going to go with that flavour?
Yeah, look, I don't do a lot of research. When I say I'm an underrated professional, in a lot of ways, it's really unprofessional. So, no, I didn't do much research. I saw Ken, who's the American guy?
Ken Jeong.
But I saw him and thought, that's me. So I'm him. So, that's it. Yeah.
You're our equivalent of him.
Well, he's, I feel like he's like the lead judge. So, you've given yourself the Danny Zuko role
as the Simon Cowell of the group. Yeah.
Good work.
Now, well, I haven't watched enough to know he's a lead judge.
You just saw him. You're like, that guy looks like he's having fun. That's me. Yeah. Hughesy, has it all been filmed currently, or are you still filming it?
Filming today, filming episode 5.
Right.
Four in the can, four reveals, all big names. The singing's amazing. Tonight's first reveal is huge, absolutely huge. Loved it.
Because you're not completely up to date, like you're not at the very end of the show, are you ever influenced by what you see online? Like you're like, oh, actually, someone said this on Twitter. That's actually a pretty good guess.
Yeah, I've actually had that thought where I'm not going to dive too deep into Twitter because I want to have a bit of freshness about me.
Yeah.
And, some people on Twitter are just so good at it that it's annoying.
Yeah, that's it.
True story. This is directly what I did. I said, you cannot have their actual height on the screen. So, you can't say someone's 178 centimetres or they're, 130 or, whatever.
Yeah.
Just Google centimetre height and know exactly who it is or isn't.
It's
so
like
that's
this
my doing. No height.
Yeah.
You work out their own height. You're not going to get that help from me or from the show.
Like, this singer is 8 foot tall. Is it Shaq? Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's absolutely Shaq. You're just the only thing you're going to get is Osha as a guidepost and just work out their heights relative to Osha. That's the only thing you're going to be able to do.
But some of his costumes are enormous.
That's also true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Osha also wears, some nights he wears stilts, basically.
He wears platform shoes. Okay. And that hair helps as well. It's very tall up.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a mystery.
So, that's based on his height, which is 178 centimetres, I believe.
There we go.
Everyone is now immediately going and checking out all of the singers' heights.
It's amazing. Hughesy, well, we are, as always, keen to hear you this afternoon with Ed. And thank you so much for joining us this morning, mate. Good luck for the rest of the episodes you're filming of The Masked Singer.
Oh, look, I did appreciate the support. Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you, mate.
Thanks, guys.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Josh, there's a media personality named Katie Price in England.
Yep.
Who's gone on holidays and has unfortunately had a bit of a tumble and has broken some of the parts of her body.
Bones.
Yeah. But like different parts of her body bones.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Sorry. That was a very weird way of
Because I was going to say, when you cut your leg open, they don't go, oh, you've broken your leg.
No.
Because that's confusing.
You've broken the seal of your leg.
Yeah. You've broken the skin on your leg.
But
they
if you fell over. Yeah. If you fell over and broke your shin and your pinky finger, that's what the kind of thing I'm talking about. She broke two parts of her body.
Oh, two of the same bones.
Well, she broke both her feet.
Oh, okay.
So she's broken both her feet. She's in two casts.
Yeah.
And I feel like breaking both your feet at the same time. I've broken my foot before and I've broken my arm before, separate to one another. But I was very glad that I at
least... Do you mean separate to each other?
Like different occasions.
Yeah, okay.
So I've broken my leg at one point and I've broken my arm at a different point. But I was so glad that at least I had one of... Like I had one foot and I had one arm at all time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I had 2 feet
and
one arm.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So,
do you think it would be worse? Because I said we're going to play Would You Rather. Do you think it would be worse? And would you rather break both your feet or both your arms?
I would have to say feet.
Yeah, me too.
Because, I mean, crutches are going to be very... Oh, you wouldn't need crutches if you broke your arms.
Yeah, so. You don't need crutches.
Yeah, good point.
You just walk like a robot, kind of.
Yeah, because you have the twin casts. I had a kid at school had twin casts.
Yeah.
Came off a motorbike and he had twin casts.
I know a friend who didn't break his arm but broke his collarbone and had to be in a sling and also broke his arm.
He didn't have to do schoolwork for like a term.
Yeah.
So maybe, now I'm thinking about it, maybe arms.
How much schoolwork do you do now?
Well, I do a lot of work.
Yeah, I know, but you also
have to push buttons.
Yeah,
it's
you
very
also
exhausting.
Drive and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, that would go away.
Yeah.
Well, the Uber bill would go through the roof.
I'm sure you could.
You can't drive
it.
If you break your feet too, though, because you can't drive with casts.
That's true.
On. Yeah. So
I guess they're both out. I would rather break my feet.
Okay. Yeah. So we're both locking that in.
Are you still locking in feet or arms?
Locking that in. Yeah. Yeah.
I will. Yeah.
Microwave would be hard to operate.
You couldn't wipe.
Yeah. We're going with feet. Go with feet.
Could you? My arms are just stuck like this. This is your. Everyone at home is going to have to imagine what I'm doing.
Don't do this if you're driving.
Yeah, okay.
Don't do any of this if you're driving.
No, you'll have to imagine what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. He's doing the robot. He's trying to wipe. No, okay. Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Yeah. Yeah, no, you've made a very good point here.
Yeah.
So what I will lock in this scenario is feet.
Yeah.
With the caveat of, if I was still at school, arms.
Arms,
yeah.
Okay, good.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Josh, there is a female by the name of Ethel.
Ethel.
Ethel is 6 foot tall. She lives in England. She used to live in Australia. And she's been on the run from the police for the last 5 days for escaping her enclosure.
Okay.
Now, usually that's the kind of thing that police want to stop.
Yeah.
But because Ethel is an emu,
there we go.
They are kind Ethel-y of wanting they want to kind of get her back.
Yeah, fair enough.
She's been evading authorities because every time they get close to her, she's an emu. She takes off at 45 kilometers an hour and she is
they're fast.
Gone.
Yeah, they are so fast.
She's quite timid, apparently.
Obviously. Yeah.
Some emus are very in your face. The ones that the National Zoo and Aquarium...
Not the ones that run away the second someone walks up to them at the speed of 45 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, the ones at the National Zoo and Aquarium are a little too friendly for
my
liking.
They love people.
They come up and I'm like, oh, I don't know, you seem weird.
I think every Australian at some stage has been pecked by an emu.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I have.
Or at least been intimidated by one.
Yeah, they're a very intimidating bird,
yeah,
which is not something you can normally say about birds.
Yeah.
Like, normally birds are just either, like, annoyingly squawky, or they're cute, or they're kind of, like,
but
cool, like an eagle, but intimidating. That's not often.
It's an emu and a cassowary.
Just terrifying.
That's it. So there's a bunch of photos. Like, people have been taking photos of Ethel just walking around. Because they've been driving alongside her in a car because they can manage it like that.
Okay.
But it's the second they get out of the car, because they're trying to catch her alive.
Yeah.
She just takes off.
Next from the car, Looney Tunes style. That's the only way you're going to be able to do this, I reckon.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. I reckon if we make the Avengers of people who are fast, obviously Usain Bolt is the Iron Man / Captain America of the team, but if we just got a bunch of people who are Olympic runners, surely we could catch Ethel.
Oh, you reckon they'll all just go in high speed pursuit on foot of this emu? What do they do, though? Do they jump on her when they get her? Because
I guess
the net is still the best option.
Well, maybe they have a net.
But why not just...
Hi, look, I'm agreeing with your net point. It's a good point. I'm just saying that I really want to see a tag team of as close to superheroes as we can get, which is just fast people catching one of the fastest animals on land.
That's great.
Yeah.
Look, I...
There's not been a superhero movie in too long.
Yeah.
So now I'm just trying to force it into real life.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's certainly stupid.
It's an option. It's a stupid option. Yeah.
But I also want to know, have we heard any more about this kangaroo that was on the loose in Texas?
This is it.
Because right now, our coat of arms are running amok on two separate continents, and that's amazing.
We're slowly taking over.
Yeah, fantastic.
That was the Ned and Josh podcast.
Injured in the workplace? Call Malaganis Edwards Johnson or visit mej.com.au.
Hit 104.7.